I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not Shannon.
Girl, bottom wheels.
I'm already drunk.
Suce un sac de bite.
The vineyard where I currently am. Herbertlinger. Binglingheimer. Burt Reynolds. Herblingfucker. You guys, it's natural.
National
Wine Day.
National Wine Day.
Yep.
Which is why we are drinking fruit wine. And did a honorary TikTok in commemoration of it.
Yes.
Using Judson Berry's Moira Rose audio for her wine vineyard commercial.
If you this vineyard, I do love that. I can't speak
the
like her.
The vineyard where I currently am.
I can already tell this is going to be a problem.
The sweet crab apple.
So earlier tonight we were watching it because we were talking about it being National Wine Day, and when she said he's Riesling Rioja, I was like, God, that's disgusting. And Shannon just looks at me and I was like, Rioja is a dry red from Spain. And she was like, and Riesling is a sweet white from Germany. It's like World War II. The Axis.
World War II in glass.
Axis powers wine.
Oh, happy Hi. Tuesday, Maggie.
It is a Tuesday. How are you? What's going on?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I don't know. Shit's been fucked up. Life is hard. I do have a list.
I have a little list, too.
Well, let's start with content, then. Let's just jump right in.
Ooh, fun. I binge-watched a new show. It is streaming on Amazon or IMDb TV. It is called Almost Paradise. It is a 45-minute, comedy cop drama, and it stars Christian Kane as Alex Walker, former DEA agent forced into early retirement, runs away to the Philippines and buys a gift shop.
Okay, okay.
Legit, that's the premise.
Okay.
He has such high blood pressure from running ops and being undercover in the DEA that they force him to retire. And he just remembers this beautiful beach in the Philippines where he did one of his first missions. And he's like, I'm going to retire there. And so he finds the resort name. He finds out that there's a gift shop for sale on the property. So he buys the gift shop and the adjoining apartment, which is just like a back room, and heads to the Philippines. And when he gets there, this cozy little resort in the middle of nowhere is now in a mecca of overdeveloped resorts.
Oh, God.
So, of course, he gets sucked right into cop life on the island.
Mm-hmm.
It is very delightful. And if no one knows who Christian Kane is, he is one of the actors from Leverage, Elliot Spencer from Leverage, or he was also in The Librarians as Jake Stone.
Nice.
So we know him from The Librarians. I also know he was in Leverage. I didn't really watch Leverage, but those are his two big shows. It was delightful. There's 10 episodes. I burnt through it Sunday and 2 last night. So I did eight hours on Sunday watching it.
Nice.
Scott's like, you've watched them all already? I was like, yeah, but I'll watch them again with you because they're real good. Because they're light cop dramas. Kind of like Bones.
I was going to say Brooklyn Nine-Nine or not that light?
Not as light as Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
So between Brooklyn Nine-Nine and Bones.
Yeah. Because there's some comedy, not slapstick comedy like Brooklyn Nine-Nine, but there's the slight drama of Bones, but some comedy. So it's very delightful. I really enjoyed it. It was not a heavy cop drama.
What was that one that we liked?
Like Blue Blood. It's like, I loved Blue Blood. Yes, it's like The Finder.
We loved
Just
that
like
show.
The Finder. So it has the feel of The Finder. It's not super dramatic like Blue Bloods. It's not super funny like Brooklyn Nine-Nine. It's like The Finder, right? Sweet in the middle.
Love that.
Yeah. So that was fun.
Well, I am continuing on my Star Trek journey. So I just haven't had Rex to give it all because all I do is watch Star Trek. So I'm almost done with Deep Space Nine.
And that is a starship? Like a space station.
That one's a space station.
So they don't travel. They just sit still.
Hilariously, after the, what are you asking me to move?
Can you move that, the whole thingy over?
Yes, I can. Let's edit this out.
Yeah, we'll edit this out. It's tethered to my head, and if I move my head, it pulls the cord.
Okay, hang on.
So, I need a... Hold that. I need a wine refill. No, like, fill my wine.
I don't know what you were asking me to do.
Pause your story and give me more fruit wine, please. Riesling Rioja.
Okay, so...
I'm drinking blueberry fruit wine. It's my favorite.
I'm so glad for this for you. All right, back to Deep Space Nine.
Love that journey for you.
So, they did add, like, a ship to it. But, like, let's imagine... I can't even think of the...
Like a supply ship? Like, you're gonna go out and get supplies and come back ship?
No,
or a battleship?
No, it's just, like, they added a battleship, but it's, like, way smaller than the Enterprise. But they just, like, now they have a ship where they can go do things. Because sometimes they need to take care of shit that's going on in space.
No, they don't. They're a space station. They're not supposed to fucking leave it.
Well,
it's not their job to take care of shit in space.
Well,
it's the Enterprise's job.
There is...
That's not even the Enterprise's job. They are explorers.
Yeah, but there ends up being a war going on, and they're, like, the center point of the war, so they do need a... They need a ship to go...
I think someone's jumped the shark and decided that a show on a stationary space station wasn't good enough. So let's add a mobile device.
Yeah, I didn't even notice it, actually, until it just made sense to me. It's like having a car. Like, sometimes you go out and drive.
Sometimes you need a car in space.
Sometimes you need a car in space to, like, go to other places, you know? To go to other space places. It made sense to me. But then I was reading an article about Deep Space Nine, and they were like, they added the Defiant... which is the name of the battleship. They added the Defiant in whatever season so that they could, like, expand possible stories that they were telling.
There you go. I called it. I've never even seen it.
You did call it. But, yes, I'm super into it. I also read an article recently where it was, like, the top 20 Star Trek characters of, like, all shows and movies. And 8 out of the 20 were from Deep Space Nine.
Wow. That's crazy. That's, like... Sounds like something I should watch now.
Where they... I do love all the characters on that show. Like, I agreed with them. Actually...
There's, like, a horny lizard man?
There is... Yes, a bisexual lizard man.
Did you post that meme today?
My friend Thomas did, so...
Okay,
but like,
I totally read that meme somewhere today on Facebook about the cast of Deep Space Nine.
Yeah.
And they broke it down really funny like that.
It was... Well, I mean, this doesn't have to be our internet thing of the week. I have others, but, yeah, my friend Thomas... posted it today, and I was like, this is apt to my life. Hello, and welcome to Deep Space Nine. We are a space station, not a starship, so you'll be spending a lot of time here with all these delightful side characters, like bisexual fashion lizard, hologram of Frank Sinatra, goblins. Goblins come in 3 varieties, bartender, nephew, and idiot. Our doctor is a twink, our commander is Antifa, and the captain talks to God sometimes. Our policeman is sometimes a liquid. He's a changeling. He is sometimes a liquid. And the science lady is part worm. We have many fine storylines, such as Goblin does a crime, watch the Irishman suffer, or the horrors of war. As you stroll across our promenade, enjoy a Rattigino. They say it all the time. Rattigino. Rack to Jesus. Okay.
Rack to Jesus.
Yep. Or a delicious jumja stick. Watch out for nefarious villains, Pope Karen, clones of Jeffrey Combs, and horny bastard reptile man who seems convinced this is actually his show. We suspect he may have been possessed by demons. Have fun, D-Space 9. Now, with Worf. So Worf is a famous character, obviously, from The Next
Star
Generation.
Star Trek The Next Generation,
and after TNG ended, they moved him to DS9. Mm-hmm. So, like, after... The Next Generation
was now good. With Worf.
Now with Worf.
Deep Space Nine, now with Worf. That sounds like a porno.
I mean, he is...
Deep Space Nine.
He does
starring
have
Worf.
Very, like, sensual, deep voice. That actor, Michael, whatever his name is.
Yeah, he does, man. I would let him whisper sweet Klingon nothings in my ear. Probably sound just as sexy as sweet German nothings in my ear.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I really want to find out his name.
You've been watching. It's like Michael something.
Dorn. Neither of those is right.
It's not Michael Douglas Clark. That's a different guy.
That is a different guy. I promise I will get there. It's just bugging me now. You know, there's that other internet thing where it says the closest Michael Dorn. I had it right. The closest thing you'll ever have to being a ghost is listening to podcast hosts try to remember the name of something that you know. Like, that's what it is like, being a ghost. Now you guys have experienced
right,
that.
Right, because you're, like, yelling at people.
You're yelling it.
I'm here! I'm here!
It's
I'm right
Michael
here!
Dorn! You fucking had it right, you idiot!
These bitches shouldn't be watching, getting anywhere near Star Trek. 5 stars!
So now that I'm almost done with Deep Space Nine, I'm just going to move on to Voyager. I'm just going to keep doing... I'm going to do... Maggie does Star Trek.
Ooh, that's a porno I'd watch.
Thanks, babe.
You already got sexy, horny lizard man.
Yeah. He really does think the show is all about him.
It's hilarious.
He clearly does.
I feel like I need to watch this now. We were watching Enterprise.
Yeah.
The prequel.
Right. It's like a newer show, but it's about beforehand.
Right.
Yeah.
And we only got about halfway through it, and like we've moved on to other things, so I got to get Scott off his new Star Wars game and back upstairs here to watch Enterprise with me.
Yeah. I was not paying super close attention at the beginning of Deep Space Nine. I was like, ugh, boring. I miss the Next Generation. But
that's
like,
why they added the ship.
That's why they added the
boring.
Ship.
Boring. I don't want to watch people walk around a station and just go from the bridge to the bar and back.
Just not sold on these characters.
Bridge, bar, holograms.
Yep.
Which you could do all three in a hologram if you wanted.
Yeah, exactly. But no, it really does pick up. There's some incredible, incredible episodes where I'm like ones that stick with you. So anyway...
I have a question about the hologram rooms.
The holo suites?
Yeah, they're ginormous.
Mm-hmm.
But what if you just had a little holo suite, like my little side bedroom? Would you eventually run into the wall? Or would programming have you run in place?
I wonder that. I think they have you run in place because you don't see people hit walls very often. And the holo suites look a lot like when they're like computer and program. Be weird if the computer ended our program right now. Oh shit. When it says,
I took the red pill.
When you say computer end program, the room always looks much smaller than it seems like it is. So I
always feel like they look like giant.
There are giant rooms, but like sometimes like there was one where they were playing baseball and like that baseball diamond had to be bigger than the room.
Mm-hmm.
Than the holo suite. So, but this is something that people who know more about Star Trek than me definitely know the answer to, and they are also screaming right now, being like, you goddamn idiot. I'm just going on what I've seen on the show. I don't know their canon.
Yeah, we're just two white bitches from the Midwest, so give us a break.
We are two white bitches.
Middle-aged
from...
white bitches.
I am not middle-aged yet, only you are. God damn it. I still have
years. I'm bringing you up to my level.
How dare you?
Wee-haw-haw.
Your kid's birthday party was this weekend.
Yeah, that was actually on my list to talk about. Did you have fun?
My list too. No, it was too fucking hot for me. I can't handle hot. You know how I am.
We could have. I had my Mickey Mouse cooling wraps. I almost brought out for people to use.
Okay, when you put,
I told you bring shit to keep yourself cool.
I was just about to say that you put that in there, and I was like, that is directed at me
and Cheryl.
And I had a cooling wrap in my bag. I just never got to the point where I was like ready to put it together, but mm-hmm. I was very hot the whole time. It was my first time not wearing underwear this summer. Because I love to not wear summer underwear because, like, shit gets sweaty down there. Mm-hmm. Just let it, like...
You get, like, yeast infections.
Hang out.
Like, it's gross.
But I did start putting the Lumi deodorant along my leg crease and, like, by my taint. Mm-hmm. Dude, it's working. It's working great.
They have that whole butthole commercial
for
Lume right now that it's not actually your vagina that stinks. It's the bacteria around your butthole.
Yeah, no, I... Dude, my vagina smells fresh as a summer breeze right now. Like, but I just am putting it in the leg creases and, like, behind.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I do the leg creases.
But the leg creases has been, God, that's been great. Yeah. I don't know why I never tried it before. No, I absolutely know why I didn't try it before, because it gave me pit rashes. I stopped using it because it was giving me pit rashes, but I don't have leg rashes yet, so... And I couldn't figure out what that was from, because it didn't develop for a while after I started using it. Who knows? We're figuring things out right now. Bodies are weird.
So everyone said how much they enjoyed the party.
Yeah, good.
We were able to socially distance and have masks off for a while, and then, like, all of a sudden the party size doubled. So masks went up, and kids had a good time. People ate pizza. We had an animal encounter come.
Okay, I have to talk about how hilarious my niece was during the animal encounter.
Okay.
So first of all, we're talking about the Zelda niece, not the non-biological niece whose birthday was. So first of all, Zelda had to sit next to Catherine because, like, literally she would have died if she couldn't.
Correct.
Like, she would have cried. And she, every time they, like, talked about a new animal or talked about how they were going to touch it, she raised both her arms in the air and swung them around. Like, right here, right
me,
here.
Me,
right, me, me, me. But then, because she was sitting next to Catherine, the animal encounter lady was letting Catherine have more of an experience with the animals than the other children because she was the birthday girl. So she got to hold things that other people didn't and, like, you know, have extra pets with the animals. And every time Zelda was, like, reaching for the other animals, she full-on took the toad case from Catherine.
That's funny. That toad was giant.
That toad was so giant.
So giant.
I would have stopped that if the toad hadn't been in the cage, but I was like, I'm letting this slide.
Yep. We're gonna let it ride.
We're letting this ride. I mean, the lady laughed about it and was like, oh, she's got a little assistant.
Yes.
So, you know, as long as she was cool with my niece being ridiculous, it was okay with me. I almost cried at the party, though, because I love my nieces, both of them, more than anything. And when Catherine wasn't around, Zelda just stood there looking confused and lost.
Aww.
And I was like, my heart cannot handle this.
Like, Zelda, run and play.
She just was like...
She's in daycare now, right?
Yeah, she is. But she just looked uncomfortable and was, like, holding her little squirter and just, like, looking around. On the plus side, every single time your daughter ran past her, she stopped. Catherine stopped what she was doing, let Zelda squirt her. Zelda cracked up every single time, and then Catherine kept going. But, like, every time she was by her, your kid stopped and let Zelda squirt her.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It was so wonderful. It warmed my cold, dead heart. Like, it gave me such feels because I was like, oh, like, that Catherine was showing the emotional maturity in that moment to, like, recognize.
Yeah, well, she tends to be very inclusive,
yeah.
I think, because she gets left out a lot, so I think she's a little extra sensitive about that, and then she loves Zelda. So I think she's got a little bit of her mommy party hostess in her, and I did talk to her before everyone came. I was like, I need you to do something extra special for me today. I need you to make sure you greet all your guests. Make sure they're having a good time with mommy, okay? So speaking of, I love hosting parties.
Yeah.
And all the parties are amazing. Everyone still keeps telling me how great of a time they had. And I'm just always like, afterwards, I'm like, awesome. I wish I'd been able to talk to you while you were there. Like, I don't have awesome times at my own party.
No, that is a thing.
Because I am a hostess, and I want everyone else to have an amazing time. And so I do try to travel around and see and converse with everyone, but I never get to really sit down and enjoy the party.
Yeah.
You know, I got to sit down a little bit during the animal encounter, but, like, even then, I was, like, tucked away in the corner, you know? So, I hope Scott's party is in a month and it will be more adult-focused. Like, there'll be kids there playing around, but it's not a children's party where I have to entertain crotch goblins.
Right.
It's an adult party that people are just going to come and hang out and drink beer and eat pizza. So, I think I'll be able to enjoy that one a little bit more.
Yeah. I mean, even I don't have fun at my parties. Like, I remember I used to host house parties at Delwood House all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, those would get wild and I would have to be paying attention to too many things. And, like, you know, there were some where I got crunk and was a mess. But, like, a lot of the times I was too busy paying attention to, like, stuff going on to hosting is not as fun. Like, I know you love hosting. I know you love having a party. But, like, it's, you know, it's work. That's why a lot of people don't end up enjoying their own weddings. Like, they're so busy being the host of the day that they don't. Yeah, you do that, girl. You do that. I have to drive home and I don't drink anymore, so I don't trust myself.
Yeah, I just killed the...
You're already home.
Blueberry fruit wine.
Yes, the fruit wine.
Should I read the label?
Does it say Riesling Rioja?
The old Model A... Oh, no, it talks about the Model A pictured on the back. Ugh, it's just the history of the orchard. It's not anything fun about blueberries.
Boo.
Boo. I was hoping it was some crazy label about blueberries.
Ooh, we can talk about real quick.
Like Judson Berry read a crazy blueberry. No, read. Judson Berry read a crazy wine label about pineapple fruit wine.
Oh, yeah.
He did a TikTok on it, so. Anyway, so party, hosting. I was going to say
my 30th birthday party. And he now has a nickname, Drug Addict X, but we were together at the time. I asked him to please stay sober at my birthday party, at my 30th birthday party, so I could have a good time. What was I asking him when I asked him that? I was asking him to be the host that night, right?
Did you use those literal words?
No, I said to him that I wanted him to stay sober so I could get drunk. Mm-hmm. Those were the words I used.
Should have been, can you stay sober and take care of the guests so I can get drunk? Boys need way more direction than women do.
Yeah.
That's a fact. And you can call me out on it if you want. But I have empirical proof.
Yeah. Well.
Because I'm married.
I was, you know, clearly an idiot for not spelling it out for him. So,
we all live and learn, Maggie. We all live and learn. Damn it.
And the thing that happened in our relationship at least 300 to 400 times was him being like, I'm not even that drunk. I've only had a fifth of vodka so far. Like, him being tanked, right? That happened because he's a fucking addict.
And he did that at your underwear party, too.
Yes!
He was so nervous about helping you host. He took too many drugs and got fucked up.
Yeah, and I also left him in the car that night because he fell asleep in the car and I couldn't get him out because he was so fucked up. And he came in the morning and screamed at me for leaving him in the cold car. Dude, I opened the door and undid the seatbelt and tried to drag him out of there. I did the best I could. Anyway,
I will never yell at you for leaving me in the car because I'm going to assume that my ass deserved it. So,
but yes, when he started microaggressing our black roommate and asking him to touch his afro, I was like, nope, nope, nope. And he was just pulled the, I'm not even that drunk right now. And then I had to wake up the next, he also broke my phone case, which I was devastated about because it was sparkles. It was
yep. Little twinkles.
Little twinkles.
Little glittery
little
cakes.
Little glitters.
Was that one of our drunk glitter binds from early podcasting days?
It's quite possible that it was.
Yeah.
It's very possible. So he...
Those were bedazzled cases.
Yeah, no, this one had the gems. Yeah. It was gemstones. Right. And they
definitely one of our drunk...
It popped off. The gemstones popped off when he broke it.
See, we've been drunk podcasting and shopping since day one, people.
There it is.
Yep.
So the thing I didn't want...
Maybe that should be our next podcast. Drunk shopping with Shannon and Maggie.
Oh, God, that's going to cost so much money.
Oh, all right, shit. So he's microaggressing.
Yeah.
He's being a dick.
Yeah, and so then the next morning I wake up, and this was the fucking thing I did not want. This was what I didn't want, was to come down the next morning after my birthday party and have the house be totally fucking trashed. But it was, because drug addict X had to get drunk, had to microaggress our housemate, had to argue with me about how he wasn't even that drunk, had to break my phone case, and then not do anything to help anybody clean up. So that's why hosting sucks. That was the point of that whole story.
We worked our asses off for that party, man. We set up the night before, and then had to decorate the next morning, and then break everything down, because, like, the tent people always come when they want to come.
Yeah.
It's either the next day. If you have a party on Saturday, they set it up Friday, and then they either come, it's up to their discretion, Sunday or Monday to get their shit.
Yeah.
So sometimes you can get a deal. Like, you can have two parties if you want for the price of one rental, especially if they put it up in the middle of the day on Friday like they did. Like, I could have had three parties. I could have had a brunch on Sunday. For the low price of $344. So we were so tired. And then a bunch of the girls that were there ended up spending the night.
They invited themselves over.
Which is fine. I don't really care.
Did it start with Violet? Was she the first one? Because I heard her asking Tracy, because I was sitting by Tracy.
I think Gwen asked, but Violet was right behind her asking.
Yeah.
And then I invited Chloe to stay, and then I invited Brian and Luca to stay, too. And when Catherine found out I invited the boys to her girls' sleepover, she threw a fit.
Oh, no. She's like,
I don't want the boys at my party. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry, honey. Mommy got really ambitious and invited the boys. And she was like, she didn't say uninvite them, but she was basically like, bitch, you uninvite them.
Fix it.
So I was like, okay, we have to fix this together. And she was like, no, I don't want to, because it's an uncomfortable conversation, right? Now you have to go tell your friend, sorry, I don't want you to spend the night, maybe next time. So the moms already kind of heard that coming out of her and had taken care of it. But we still went over, and we're like, we're so sorry, maybe next time, blah, blah, blah. So the boys don't really care. They got over it real quick.
Well, I was desperately hoping that Zelda didn't figure out what was going on, because if she had figured that out, she would have demanded to stay also.
Oh, well, I invited her to stay, right? I did. Oh,
no, I did. I was trying to sidestep that. And that's why I said to you when we were leaving, I was like, because the party's over now. The party is over, so we must go home.
I would have been fine with her staying the night.
You would have needed one of us with you. She's not that... Like, she struggles when her schedule is different. Like, she's not that... She seems mature, but she really literally just turned 3.
Okay. All children are like that. And there comes a time where you just have to be like, fuck it, and do fun shit like that.
She was already staying with Grammy.
The craziness that happens the next day.
She's already staying with Grammy and Grandpa and Aunt Maggie.
They're not going to be able to keep her on this time schedule much longer.
No, I know.
She's 3.
I know.
And this is when they start, like, fucking that up themselves.
Honestly, if it were in 6 months, I would have considered it. Like, if she were 3.5 already, like, I think that it would have been whatever, but I was like, I do not feel comfortable with this. She still wears a diaper overnight because she pees the bed every night.
It's fine.
Like, we probably would
have co-slept with her, honestly.
I didn't have a diaper. Like, we didn't have it here. That was all at home. So I wasn't going to drive all the way home and bring back all, you know.
You didn't have the supplies. So there you go.
Right.
Oop, there it is.
Right. I was just like, this is too complicated. I am not ready to...
I wonder if I need diapers in the house still.
That's a good question. I have no idea.
I have cloth diapers, for sure. And maybe training pants that she would have been able to wear.
So, that day was also prom. And you were like, are you gonna... Because we were talking about it. And I was like, should I do prom? Should I chaperone prom? And there are 2 reasons why I ultimately decided not to. One, I was like, I don't want to do two outside events in the same day where it's over 80 degrees. I just don't think I can handle that shit. And the second reason is because I've been too sad. I'm having the sads, Shannon.
Yeah.
So, Puppy Lady, who we talked about last week, we ultimately decided to have the friendship break up. I know. Everyone is shocked.
This is my shocked face.
Everyone is shocked. Well, you know, I got to the point where I was like, I can't keep apologizing and walking on eggshells. Like, this isn't working for me to keep...
Yes.
To keep trying to be this cautious, and it's still not working. And that's okay. Like, I'm not, like, mad about it at all. Like, we tried to be friends. We had this fact-finding mission, and the facts were, like, it didn't work out the way I was hoping it would. Like, I don't feel regrets about it. I just feel sad that it didn't work out.
No regrets.
And I messaged her that, and she was furious at me for, because she was like, I need a few days to think about this. I did not realize that me saying I'm calling it was
a breach of contract.
Right. Right.
You didn't give me my few days. You will now be penalized. Bitch, I am breaking up with you. I think that's not how this fucking works.
I thought I was doing her a favor by not making her think about it for any longer.
Yes, let me ease your anxiety and worries and call it now.
That's what I thought was going on, but she was real mad about that.
Well, she can suck a bag of dicks. Thou may sucketh a bag of Richards.
And she also was mad at me.
Or a satchel. Thou may sucketh a satchel of Richards.
She also was mad that I lied. But it was, here's the thing about the lying. It wasn't one of those deliberate lies. It was one of those ones where you look back on it and you're like, oh, I was not being honest about that. Like, I was protecting myself there. Like, it wasn't me, like, deliberately hiding shit. You know when that happens? When you, like, look back on a thing and you're like, oh, I was not, like, being fully emotionally honest. I was protecting myself right then.
Mm-hmm.
That was that. I have two witch things to say about it. So I pulled three cards to be like, what needs to happen here? So I got Four of Wands reversed, which means, can mean, conflict with others and transition. Then I pulled the Eight of Wands reversed, which is slowness, slow progress, lack of speed, lack of action, lack of movement. And then I picked Death reversed, which means resisting a change that is necessary for you to move forward. So that was three fucking cards in a row that were like, it is time to let go.
Yes.
Yeah, don't you love it?
Bitch, like, let go!
I don't need cards to tell me that. But on the flip side, I did... So, wait. Have you ever seen Lilo and Stitch? You've seen Lilo and Stitch, right?
Yes.
So, in it, Lilo puts the spoons that represent her friends into the pickle jar and shake it up and say to Cobra Bubbles, my friends need to be punished. Do you remember this? It's like my favorite part of the thing. I thought that was hilarious. That is real witchcraft. That's called a sour jar.
Oh.
So a sour jar is when you put vinegar or pickle juice, which is also vinegar, you put something sour, lemon juice. Some people even use their own urine to make the spell
more
potent.
And I'm here for it.
You put...
Change approved.
You can also put nails. You can put... You know, you want to put something that represents them. So their name on a piece of paper or whatever. And you have the sour jar and you do that to sour their life. Right? So that's real witchcraft that Lilo's doing. It is called a sour jar. Well, I did a sweetness jar for Puppy Lady because I just want things to be good. Just not together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Like, I did a sweetness jar because I don't want her to be mad. I want her to have a good life. Like, I want everything good for her. It just didn't work for us to be together. So I did some sugar and some honey and some water and some things that represented her to me. And I've been shaking it up every day. I'm just going to leave it for like a week and then I'm going to bury it. Because that's what you do with old spells.
Flush it down the toilet.
No. That's what you would do with a sour jar. Unless you put nails in your sour jar. Don't
flush your nails.
Don't flush nails.
Don't do sour jars. That's just putting negative karma out into the world.
I agree. I don't do negative spells for the most part. Like, everything I try to do positive. So even if it's like, I want someone to leave me alone, it or whatever, like, it's always me doing a positive spell. I've never even done a binding spell. Like, I, because...
I did a binding chant while I was saving my house once.
I lied. I did a binding spell on Mitch McConnell to try to bind him from harming people.
Yeah.
Right? But, like, that is... I tried to do a binding spell on Mitch McConnell to bind him from harming people. But it clearly didn't work because he still fucking is hurting human beings left and right and all over the place. But that I think, is a just... That is a just and kind binding spell.
Yeah. Yeah, the person I bound was someone who was hurting me and my family. So I was saging my house and getting rid of their essence and chanting a binding spell.
Yeah, binding them from harming you.
Yeah.
I get that. That is
just like in The Craft. I literally just used the words from the movie.
I love that.
I bind you, Maggie. Bind you from doing harm to yourself and others.
Yes, I tried to bind Mitch McConnell from harming people, so there that is. Didn't work, because he still fucking hurts people. Tomorrow, speaking of witch shit... Oh,
I have one more thing about party, but go ahead.
Lunar eclipse. Lunar eclipse tomorrow. Like...
Ooh, what should I do?
I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I'm going to charge some moon water in a glass jar outside, because moon water charged under a powerful moon like that is very healing. So I, like, some people will save it for spells, but I just fucking drink it all at once like a goddamn badass. I'm like, this is my delicious ass moon water, and it is going to...
I love it. Can I put water in a wine bottle?
Yeah, totally.
In that wine bottle we just drank?
Yeah, totally.
That I just drank?
Yeah, clean it out. And... yeah.
And then chug it?
Yes. Yes, chug the wine bottle for healing.
I love it.
And then I'm gonna smudge myself. I'm gonna smoke cleanse Maggie. Maggie needs a goddamn...
Naked in the backyard under the moon? I think you should do it naked.
I mean, I was gonna do it clothed on the front porch because that's better, it's better protected from the wind.
Do it in your underwear on the front porch.
Okay. Can I do it in a...
Pasties and a
swimsuit?
As naked as possible without being naked.
So I'm going to smudge
me. Pasties in a thong.
I'm going to smudge.
I really want you to freak the shit out of your parents. You're standing on the front porch. Everyone, close your eyes and picture Maggie's front porch lit up by the moon.
Yeah.
And Maggie's standing there naked on the second step.
Yep.
Howling at the moon, smudging herself in pasties. With red pasties and tassels and a thong.
Excuse me, my tasseled ones are rainbow.
This is my fantasy, and your pasties are red tasseled.
Okay. They are rainbow with black tassels, so. Or rainbow with white tassels.
Imaginator's choice.
Okay, sure. Definitely that. Imaginator's choice. And then I'm going to, light a candle and write down things that are no longer serving me and burn them. So I'm just gonna, but I have a baby cauldron, so I...
God's party's on the 19th.
Yeah, what about it?
That's like solstice-ish.
It's close.
We should burn shit and dance in naked in the moonlight.
I mean, I'm not staying here that late because I'm going to Thomas's last. So... There's a million parties, apparently, on that day. There's just, like, way too many.
I have wine, and now I'm upset.
There's way too many parties. Well, you don't get to have mine just because I'm nursing it.
I know.
There's way too many parties that day, and Thomas is having a kinky party, so I'm going there last. So, yeah, it is time for cleansing and...
Sex parties!
Oh, yeah. I was talking about the full moon, and then I forgot that I was talking about Thomas's party. Yes, we go do that. He broke up with his girlfriend recently. I can go. I know. It's very sad.
So sad.
It's very sad. I can go comfort him. Are you okay over there?
Yeah, I'm just trying to get comfortable.
Uh-huh. So oh, yeah. It is the 20th. So
sexy boyfriends.
Yeah.
Something happened at the party.
Ooh. This sounds exciting.
At... Catherine's party.
Oh.
We're all standing there, and a guy on a motorcycle pulled into the driveway.
Oh, real quick.
he drove by when I was going up to meet my mom and Zelda in the car, because I had seen them pull in and I was walking off and walking up, and he had driven by then and honked his horn like bah, 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 and waved at us. So I waved back because I was like, aw, he's excited that there's a party here.
Right. Right, 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 right. So this masked man pulls up on a sweet ass little motorcycle.
Yeah.
And he pulled in, and I swear to God, Maggie, in my head, it was like a goddamn rom-com when the hot guy on the motorcycle pulls mm-hmm. up to the party, and then he sat there, and he put his little leggy out, and he leaned on the bike and looked at the party.
Yeah.
And then he took off his helmet. So
at that moment, hang on. At that moment, I'm still thinking he's a stranger. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening right now? All right, continue.
So he takes off his helmet. He tousles his hair. Swear to God, I felt like I was in a movie.
Weird thing to do at his kid's birthday party. I had that thought too, where I was like, why are you being so sexy right now?
And so when he pulled in, I was like, all right, whose hottie boyfriend is here? Because that's what it felt like. It felt like someone's hot-ass boyfriend was rolling up on my party to say hi.
Yeah.
Turns out, it's Isla's hot-ass ex-boyfriend.
So for those of you who don't remember or haven't been listening that long, Isla was Shannon's exchange student from 2019 to 2020 who had to be sent home early because there was a pandemic.
Yes. And then Shannon, so Scott and I went and said hi. And then when I came back to the party, Shannon turned into a 14-year-old and spilt the tea everywhere. And was like, oh my God, do you guys know who the fuck that was? That was fucking Isla's ex and he fucking ghosted her. Oh my God. Yes. I can't believe he just showed up at our party.
She went to Germany and he just stopped talking to her.
Yeah, so she gets sent home. We know she's getting sent home. We have a date. We have a time. And she has like 2 weeks. She had like a 2-week notice. And so I'm like, all right, spend all the time you want with him, with us. We're in a pandemic, so we're locked down. Like, I'll take you over there. He can come over here, whatever. Because no one's going anywhere or doing anything. Like, this is when, like, downtown was a ghost town. Like, no one was out.
Yeah.
And, he just fucking ghosted her. And the day we take her to the airport, we're like, so are we leaving, Isla? Are we leaving early so you can go say goodbye to your friend? And she got all misty and she was like, no. He never responded to me. And so then, like, Scott and I had to get, like, super protective. We're like, well, you're better off without him.
Yeah.
He's a stupid boy.
How dare he?
Stupid boys doing stupid things. Well, he told us he's been in contact with her. Like, they've reconciled and he's going to go visit her this summer.
What?
I know. So, of course, I messaged her.
What?
I didn't let her know he came over yet.
Right.
I just wanted her to respond to me. And then he knew all this crap that I didn't know. And I'm like, I got to find a better way to communicate with this girl. Because I text her through Instagram like everyone else. So.
Yeah.
Anyway. So I swear to God, I had a rom-com movie moment at my party.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
Yeah, no, I mean, my experience was clearly slightly different from yours, where I was like, aw, the motorcycle guy is excited that there's a party. And I was like, motorcycle guy invited himself to the party? Why is this teenager being so sexy at a child's party? So you see, I had a very different experience.
I still had all those same thoughts along the lines of my rom-com moment.
Okay. Okay.
But yeah, it was very cool writer.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Anyway. Well, those were the things I had to talk about.
That's okay. I have two more things.
Motorcycle guy, party hosting, almost paradised. Not that we have to end.
No. I have two more things. So let's talk about why I deleted Facebook off my phone for a short amount of time.
Because everyone should.
Everybody sucks. Okay, so there was this post on Tales of a Kitchen Witch, which is a very popular Facebook
page. This is different
page.
From the incidents that you got kicked out of the group for,
yeah.
Correct?
Okay. I've been having Facebook problems lately. Fuck everyone. I am not a bad person. I am a good person. Mostly.
Keep telling yourself that.
It wouldn't take me very many tries to get into the good place. Like.
Correct. Yeah. Maybe one or two.
Right.
Both of us.
Right.
Like, we'd figure that shit out real quick.
Yeah. For sure we would.
We're not going to be Tawny's parents spending years doing it. Or Brent. Like, still like.
She would have been prettier if she'd smiled.
Seriously. Have you seen her?
Right. It wouldn't take us long. So anyway, I posted that it was a thing about ableist language. And I said, my two favorite things are ding dong, which I stole from The Good Place. Where they'd be like, shut up, you ding dongs. I was like, ding dong is perfect. Because you don't want to be calling people stupid.
That's the S word.
Right. Or the R word, which I don't even say out loud anymore.
Yeah, the adult R word, not the kid R word.
What's the kid R word?
I don't know. You got to ask Catherine. She has this code for all the words.
Her R word's not retarded?
No, I doubt it. Her D word is dumb, not dick. Mm-hmm. Dickhead.
Right.
Douchebag.
Right, correct. Actually, funny side story. When I worked for the Persians, they had an exchange student.
The S word is stupid, not
and
shit.
And she asked how to spell, the exchange student asked how to spell retarded, and we all just sat there not answering her. And then their mom sounded it out for her, which made us all just like laugh so hard we cried, because she said, retarded. We were like, what is happening right now? Anyway, that word that I just said five times, I don't say that anymore.
Except for right now.
Except for right now. So I said that I use ding dong and that I use banana pants for crazy, right? And just so you guys know, crazy is a trigger word for me. I hate it. It is the number one word that I've been called in my life. And it is really upsetting to me because I hate it. Like, I'm not crazy. There's logic there. It might not be sound logic. It might not be smart logic. But, like, I don't do things. I mean, like, if you have met my cousin Rudy, like, I am living in reality. And I may make Tower of Mistake choices. But, like, there's never, I've never, like, not in this reality. I'm never, you know what I mean? Like, there's.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't like saying crazy either, because I have friends who do have struggle with words and mental health disorders.
Yes.
I'm struggling with words.
I knew that was what you were saying. Yeah. I was there. You have word problems. I have mental health problems.
And it's not just you. A lot of my friends do. So I try to be super cognizant of not saying crazy, because I it's a trigger word for a lot of people.
And like, I've been called it since I was in middle school, when I legit was very well adjusted. Just because I did things differently from other people. And so, like, I hate it. And I use banana pants in conversation when, like, somebody's telling me a story and it's wild. I'll be like, whoa, that's banana pants. Right? Or I'll be like, that person, I don't even know what they were doing. Their actions were banana pants.
Because banana pants is silly and crazy. Like, it's never going to happen, right?
Right.
Like, banana pants.
Banana pants. Who's going to wear banana pants?
Or never. Like, what banana is going to wear pants?
What banana is going to wear pants? Both of those things. Who's going to wear bananas for pants?
Who's going to wear pants made out of bananas?
Who's going to wear bananas?
Like, there are lots of options here, and they are all just as ridiculous.
So, many, and I mean many humans, women, they were all women, jumped on me about banana pants, telling me that it was still ableist and how dare I, and I'm hurting people who are triggered by that, which, like, it's my biggest trigger.
I can't roll my eyes hard enough right now.
And they were like,
and I'm pretty drunk.
And they kept saying stuff to me about, like, you know, if you use that, then it just becomes the new crazy.
Yes. Yes. Like, I can't even justify it any further than yes.
I mean, and let's talk about
other, like, words. We can have this. Well, I mean, we already kind of talked about this earlier.
You and I did.
Go ahead. Let's have the conversation.
Yeah. So, like, the word.
This is a safe space.
This is a safe
Our
space.
Our listeners are safe people.
Yes. Although, general back pain, I would love to hear your take on this. If you have anything to add or correct me on, I'm happy to hear it.
Yes. Please tweet us.
But, like, the
Slide
word.
Slide into our DMs.
The word. for describing people of color. You know, like Negro used to be acceptable. Colored used to be acceptable. We don't use those words anymore because those words got twisted into becoming
the N-word.
Yeah. I mean,
which is not cool.
No, it got, you know, like the reason like colored used to just mean that. Right. But that now is associated with all of the signs from segregation that said colored only. So like that term became twisted into something bad when it hadn't originally meant that. And like we just keep changing it over time because those things get twisted. And so if banana pants gets twisted, well, then I'll stop using it. But it's not because I'm the only person who says banana pants. And
that is literally how language forms and develops.
There it is.
I took a fucking college course on language and speaking and linguistics and how people talk. And that is literally the progression of speech. That's how we got Ebonics as well.
Yeah.
Which is its own speech.
Language with correct language. Grammar.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. So anyway, I ended up having to turn off notifications and I just deleted Facebook off my phone because it has been just like gutting me for days. And it's a public post. I had multiple of my friends like repost it, not my comment, but just like my comment is on this post that multiple people I know have reposted because the original post is quite funny, being like talking about how difficult it is to remove ableist language from your vernacular. And then someone responded, yeah, I want to insult them, but I don't want to do it systematically. Right? Like that's very funny.
Right.
But yeah, so many people.
Or systemically.
Right. Right, that. So many people picked on me for banana pants. And I'm just like, you are why people hate liberals.
Yes. You are the social justice warriors we all want to take a long walk off a short pier.
Also,
just go to the bottom of the bay with the rest of the lawyers.
Also, just in case anybody didn't realize this, you should not call people those things. Just regardless. Right? Like you shouldn't call a person banana pants. You should say something that they did was banana pants or right? Like, so you're not saying that this person did something. You're not saying this person is wild or is, you know, crazy.
The C word and
the
not
C word.
The cunt word.
Not the cunt word. The other C word. Yes.
Cause we're bringing cunt back.
Yes. Cunts. But like you're not calling the whole person that. You're just saying that like this thing was that. This thing they did was that. Right? And that's another way to like. But you want to take the ableist language out and replace it with other things that describe the same thing. And bananas don't wear pants. And I don't wear pants made out of bananas.
And very usually we don't wear pants with bananas on them. Though I'm sure there are
exist.
Some very comfortable lounge pants with bananas on them.
Yeah.
And I'm not against that.
And I also still am just furious at the number of people trying to condescend me and tell me how crazy is triggering for some people when it has been triggering me for like 25 years. Like, shut the fuck up. I'm crazy. I'm telling you not to say that word and that banana pants is fine and you can eat my asshole.
Did you say that?
No, because it's on a public post.
I would really want you to say that. Man, one of my old clients is now a bedroom candy consultant.
I don't even know what that is.
Bedroom candy consultant is like a pure romance company,
uh-huh.
But it's geared towards women of color.
Okay.
So more power to her, and they sell a lot of the same products. And she has these really amazing questions that she poses for interaction on her page, but they're always public. And I'm like, well, I can't call out my husband on this post because he's going to see it.
Yeah.
So you do, people, if you don't know how to Facebook, like, make sure that little world symbol isn't there. Because if you comment on a public post, your friends are going to see that even though they're not friends with that person. What was her comment today? It was so funny. It was like, oh, it was, does your partner mind if you masturbate after sex? And I really wanted to put, I don't know. I'd have to ask my partner if he minds if I masturbate after sex. Because I do.
Right.
Like,
right.
But I couldn't put that because he'd see it.
Right.
And so would all my friends. Not just the people who were like friends with her, which I don't mind.
Right.
Because it's a very small audience. Because I'm I'm friends with her and whoever else was at her party still. I did weed out a bunch of people, but like, I'm pretty sure I'm still friends with like a handful of people from that particular party and they're all cool. And like, I wouldn't mind for all of them to see that, because at a party, I've already called out my husband 12 ways from Sunday.
Right.
Over the span of the hour and a half. But I can't call him out publicly.
Correct.
So yeah, I understand.
You get me.
And now 17 more people know my real thoughts.
Good. Good. So yeah, that's the bullshit with that. So I just...
do your partners mind if you masturbate after sex?
I don't know. I don't have a partner. But
does your clitoris mind if you play with your asshole after sex?
Probably maybe? Not. Probably not. I don't know. They're all friends down there.
They're all neighbors.
I just gotta assume. And I had one more story that I meant to tell last week but forgot to. So here is that story. Okay. So 2 years ago, I purchased what I thought was a 1-year subscription to a service. And because I'm a goddamn idiot and forgot how every business works, what happened, Shannon?
Did it auto-renew, Maggie?
Oh, it auto-renewed.
Yeah, you gotta remember to end that shit.
I truly, like a fucking idiot, thought it was literally just a year. Like, I read the words. That's what I thought I was getting. I thought it was a one and done thing.
Yeah, I'm totally going to forget to cancel the subscription to Highlights for everyone because I bought Zelda and Catherine 3 years to that shit.
Nice. Yeah, totally. So yeah, that's how that happened. And I have not used it since 2 years ago. So I have paid for 2 years to the subscription service that I have not used. This subscription service is StepBet. So you tell them, like, they link to your Fitbit,
to whatever. To your watchy watches.
Whatever they are, your smartwatch, whatever.
Whatever's counting. Garmin, whatever. Your steps.
Yes. And you say, you put in money in a pot, and then everybody who wins, like, breaks the pot, and you get money back. So I was like, I'm going to do, and they're 6 weeks long. I was like, I'm going to do like 6 step bets at once. I'm just going to start one every fucking week. And I'm just going to hit my hand on my leg and I'm going to make that fucking $70 back. So I am cheating at step bet. I'm just hitting my hand on my leg every day for like hours because
how are the bruises on your thighs?
They're doing great. They look amazing. sometimes I hit my bed. Sometimes I hit my belly. Sometimes I hit the outside of my thigh.
Oh my God. I played the drums on my belly the other day. It sounded amazing.
Was it sweet?
Catherine was like, whoa. Mommy, how would you do that? And I was just like, I really did feel like I could be in a belly slap band.
I love it. We should start one.
We should start one. And more than just those fat bellies whistling.
Yeah.
Like a legit... belly slap drum band.
I'm here for it. Yeah, like Blue Man Group, but with bellies. So yeah, I'm cheating on StepBet because they stole money from me and I'm fucking making it back. Oh, and the goals that they set for me were about twice what I would normally get in a day was what they were making my... They were like doing Disney level days for what my goals are. You know? Like, fuck off. So yeah, I'm cheating on the step bet and I'm making back my $70. So it was $35 a year for 2 years.
You were like, my step bet, my step star, what? I was like, that's fucking Disney level bullshit.
Yeah, it is. It is totally Disney level bullshit. So it's like they took, because they're supposed to take averages. My average is way, way less than that. But it looks like they took Disney week and were like, let's do like 1,000 steps less than that a day. And I'm like, excuse me, what?
We do like 10 to 15,000 steps a day at Disney.
Yep. What you're quote unquote supposed to get is 10,000 steps a day, but that's not what my life is at all.
No. I have my goals are real low.
Yeah.
On my Apple Health. I think I have 5,000 steps a day and I only hit that maybe once a week.
Yeah.
And only on days I might take a walk with my dog.
Yeah.
So today, I did do a mini walk today, and I still didn't hit. Oh, my my move is 500 calories. I don't have steps on the rings.
Gotcha.
But it's move for burn 500 calories a day, and I barely do that.
Yeah, no, like, if you have a life where you sit at a desk for work, like, that is just not how many steps you get in a day.
7 out of 12 hours today. I did walk 0.7 miles.
Well, that's good. So anyway, yeah, I'm cheating because fuck them. And you can't even cancel it easily. You have to email them to cancel it.
Well, at least you can email them. You don't, like, have to call them. When I canceled my shoe subscription.
Oh, yeah.
I had to fucking call them.
That's insane.
Like, I had to call them. I couldn't just be an email. All my other subscriptions I've been able to cancel via email. I had to fucking call and talk to a person.
That's wild.
Oh, ma'am, you can just skip your month. I was like, I don't want to fucking have to remember to do that.
Yeah.
Like, I still do that for my kid because she has a clothing subscription once a month. And I do have to remember to skip it or else I'll get charged $30.
Yeah.
So annoying.
Everything is so annoying. I hate everybody and I hate everything. Oh, today is also, so it was National Wine Day, World Tarot Day, and also National Tap Dance Day. So it's like three things I really love today. It's a very special kind of a day.
I saw an ad for a tap dance workout video.
I've seen that.
Have you seen that?
And yes. And I was like, you know, like that. I was like, ooh. And then I realized that that would not be like interesting or good enough for me because I'm too talented. And I know that sounds like I'm very full of myself, but it's true. I'm too good at tap dancing for that to be.
I could kick it up a notch. I just thought it'd be like something to like. You'd have like a tap buddy.
Yeah.
To do that with. You could just do whatever you wanted.
I would just do whatever I wanted. That's why I don't need to buy the video. But you're right. If I had a friend, that would make it better. I'm trying to pull up an internet thing of the week. First internet thing of the week was a news article from Sunday. And said, people continue to find bundles of cocaine washing up in the Florida Keys. And every time I saw that posted, I responded, what? That's terrible. But where exactly? What are you doing?
I didn't mean to do anything.
Why are you ruining internet thing of the week?
I didn't mean to.
What? That's terrible. But where exactly?
All right.
Are these bundles of cocaine?
Start over.
Nope. Too bad. You fucked it all up. All right, this one has a picture.
I want bundles of cocaine.
Right, that's the point. People keep finding them washing up on the beach.
Are they keeping them?
Not all of the people, because obviously the cops know about it. All right.
This one cops are keeping it, aren't they? Probably. That's how they're so skinny down there.
This one has a picture associated with it, so only you get to enjoy it. I love how they all have tough, straight faces on, and then there's just Chris Evans, who's like, I'm going to be a cute little shit.
So it,
I know. So it's a bunch of Avengers actors, and they're
Loki and Sebastian, and who's the other one? Who's in the corner? Is that Tony?
I think so.
Holding up Chris Evans's leg,
and then it's Chris Evans. Tony. So they all look. It's not Tony. I couldn't tell, and I actually looked at the comments, and I was like, whatever, it doesn't matter. Because I was like, I can't be the only person who can't tell who that is. I
can't tell who it is. Oh, is it Tom Holland's maybe? Maybe it's Tom. Like, he looks older there, but maybe it's Tom. It's definitely not Robert.
No, now that you've zoomed in on it. So, you guys, he has his hand over his mouth, and the picture's kind of blurry. So, that's why I couldn't tell. That's why we can't tell.
Is it Tom?
I don't think so. I don't know who the fuck it is. But it doesn't matter.
Anyway, they all got these GQ looks to them, like serious smoky eye. And then there's Chris Evans like, hey!
Like, he's smirking and his head's back and he's just like, I'm so cute.
I'm dating Lizzo and you're not. Ha ha. That's right. What that face says.
And then I have one more where, again, like, the world was speaking to me.
The bug is drunk and dead.
Great. So this showed up on my feed this week. And it was just one of those things where it's like, I'm speaking to you right now. So it is from Avatar. which I showed to Puppy Lady for the first time. She never had seen it. I convinced her to watch it. We watched the whole thing together. And this is for and this showed up in my feed this week, which said, accept the reality that these things happened, but do not let them cloud and poison your energy. And I was like, shit, why is the internet fucking speaking to me?
Whoop, there it is.
Whoop, there it is. So that is for everybody. Accept the reality that these things happened, but do not let them cloud and poison your energy. So anyway, y'all, find us on all of the places. That More Thing, that is the name of the podcast. We love hearing from you. Make sure to rate and review us. Just give us 5 stars, but say whatever you want. They should not be talking about race at all. They have no fucking idea what they're talking about. 5 stars.
That was a good one. Shannon can't fucking hold her liquor. 5 stars.
You liquor, you brought her. 5 stars.
Bitch drink a bottle of wine and then got shitty. Like, who can't do that?
I mean, we used to, but we're just not in shape.
Remember the time we each drank 2 bottles of wine?
Yeah, that was wild.
That was fucked up. And then I tried to edit the podcast that night.
Out of control.
Scott was like, what are you fucking bitches doing? He didn't call us bitches.
No, he didn't. But that energy was there of like, what the fuck? All right. Anyway, also, you can interact with me on Twitter because I haven't deleted that off my phone yet. I'm Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And then this has been an episode
283.
Great. Sure. Whatever. Of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye. Oh my God, I didn't tell you this yet.
What?
So it was Catherine's birthday, right?
Yes, I was there.
It was her goal to stay up till midnight, till she was born. Aww. At 11:50.
Aww.
And at 11:47, I made her watch a vaginal birth video on YouTube.
Cackling like a witch right now, and I love it. And please tell me how that went.
She's like, why would you make me watch that, mommy? It wasn't a horrible video, but man, that baby stayed in that opening for a while. Mm-hmm. Like the majority, that ring of fire was there the majority of that video. She was just like, I will never forget that. And I was like, good. Because Aunt Maggie's never going to forget that either.
I appreciate you bringing that in for the lesson.
Man, oh, it was gold. It was awesome.
Perfect. Ooh. Perfect.